Blood, toil, tears, and sweat. The Dire Warning. Churchill's First Speech as Prime Minister. By John Lucas. Narrated by John Lee. Chapter 1. I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. Phrases are remembered, recalled, often for many different reasons. Their endurance and the respect paid to them after many years is the only mark of their value. This is so for any work of art, whether a painting or a piece of music, no matter how well it was thought of at the time of its appearance. A bad poem will not much survive. A good poem will. But now consider another question. What did it mean at the very time of its appearance? Has it changed since then? In 1940, some of Winston Churchill's speeches altered the course of British, of European, of world history. But blood, toil, tears, and sweat did not. At least, not on or about the 13th of May 1940, when he spoke those words. So, why direct our attention to these words? Because they sound impressive in retrospect? Yes, but there is more than that. They cast a sudden stab of light beneath, not beyond, the sonorous timbre of Churchill's rhetoric. They illuminate something. They reflect something that was, and remains, beneath their bravery. Churchill's bravery was extant in May 1940. People, especially in Britain, were impressed with it. Yet others would acknowledge it but qualify it in other terms. Bravery, if you so wish, but the bravery of a man intoxicated with his ambitions, unsteady, voluble, imprudent, trumpeting with braggadocio, an un-English word, or pride before the fall.